Okay, joining me on the phone now, I have Rachel Wright from the Samaritans. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mark.
Rachel, thanks for taking time to come on and talk to us this morning. I know you're very busy. Rachel, this time of year especially, but I mean, I know we kind of tend to focus in on Christmas, but I mean, as we're in that period, how busy does it be for you guys in the Samaritans? Do you see an increase in your calls and stuff like that?
Well, we've been seeing an increase in our calls all year, actually, since we've launched a new number that's free to call, 116123. We've seen a huge increase in calls, but Christmas does tend to be a very busy period aside from that. We know it can be a really difficult time for people. Lots of us will be around our family and friends, but there'll be lots of other people who will find this quite a lonely time or a difficult one, or they might be missing someone who was around last year but isn't here anymore. Mm. So it is a busy time for us. We find that Christmas and New Year's Day and New Year's Eve in particular are very busy. We're open like 24/7 all over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
But we would find that New Year's in particular can be a hard time for people.
Yeah, it's kind of a time where people do tend to sit and they kind of reminisce and they look back and stuff like that. And it can get people down. And I suppose probably people who are ordinarily probably just ploughing along with their everyday life and just at this time of year, some people just tend, because especially as you say, when we get towards New Year, people tend to get into that kind of reflective mode, and it can just be sometimes difficult for people who ordinarily might just be getting along with life quite fine, and then all of a sudden just find themselves, you know what, this is difficult.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like, sometimes people have a lot of time to themselves over the Christmas uh-huh. period, or a lot of time to think. So I think it's really important that, you know, anyone who does find it a difficult time, you know, has someone that they can talk to. And for lots of people, that will be a friend or a family member. But there will be some people who won't have anyone to talk to, or who don't feel comfortable talking to someone they know. So that's why it's important to know that Samaritans is there, and that we would give people the space they need to talk or discuss whatever's on their mind, or, you know, whatever is kind yeah. of occupying their thoughts, and they have a bit of downtime.
Yeah, because I don't know whether you find it, but I mean, is there a perception maybe that you know, sometimes people don't pick up the phone to talk to organisations like yourselves because they think, you know, you have to be really sick or really depressed or really whatever. Whereas sometimes just picking up a phone and having a chat with someone, because you're just at the getting into that little bit of a downward spiral, and it can be just a catalyst to lift you back out of it.
Absolutely. I think a lot of the time people think that they have to be, you know, in a really, really bad way to pick up the phone. And a lot of people think that you have to be suicidal to call Samaritans.
Yeah.
Now, we would have a lot of calls from suicidal people, and we're absolutely there for them. But we're also there for anyone who has something on their mind that they want to talk about. What we always say is that if a problem is important enough for you to want to talk to us about it, then it's important for us to listen. And we would much rather that people rang us, you know, when something was maybe, you know, not the biggest problem it could be, and talked and got a bit of support for themselves before it turned into a much bigger worry.
Yeah, because and that's the kind of point it was getting. As I say, the perception to be amongst people that, you know, unless you're really, really, there's no point. But, you know, sometimes just making that call when you're just feeling a little bit low and you just want a little bit of, you know, somebody to, it can stop you spiraling down into that really dark place.
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly the message we're trying to get out there. That, you know, you don't have to wait until it's really, really bad to pick
exactly.
up the phone. Yeah.
So you're saying that, you know, it's been busy all year round, and you know, you mentioned there the likes of suicide, and we have had suicide, serious kind of problems with suicide in this country over the last number of years. Have you found with the publicity things like that yet, it's made more people say, you know what, maybe we just, has it increased the amount of people who are contacting you because things like suicide are getting publicised a lot more?
Yeah, I think there is a lot more discussion about suicide and emotional health, which is, you know, a really good thing to see. And I think we are becoming more open as a society about it. I also think, like, we would have seen a huge increase in calls during the recession. And I think people began to talk a little bit more about what was going on with them during that period. And I mean, you know, we're still feeling the effects of that, and a lot of people would still contact us about financial problems and the stress that that brings. But I think, you know, we are definitely talking about things more. I think there's still a long way to go, and we know particularly men and middle-aged men are very reluctant to seek help, and you know, they don't like talking about what's going on. And that's why in Samaritans we really try to reach out to that group and let them know that it's okay not to feel okay, and it's okay to get help if you're going through a difficult time. So we'd be doing a lot of work with organisations like the GAA, really trying to get the message out there, and just that it's okay to talk.
And again, it's important that people do understand that the Samaritans organisation isn't just people sitting at the end of a phone. You do actively go out into the community, into schools, into sports clubs and everything else to kind of talk to people about the issues that you do get over the, and to say that, you know, it's okay to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of work trying to get that message out there, and I do think that is starting to change. But yeah, just to let people know that we're there for them, and you know, that it's, you know, I think people can find it difficult to pick up the phone, and sometimes it might take people a few times before they're able to actually speak to someone. But, you know, that we're used to that as well, and that you will hear a friendly voice on the end of the phone, and when you are ready to talk, there is someone who's ready to listen.
Yeah. Now, the people that, you know, when you call up and you there's somebody on the end of the phone, are you constantly looking for volunteers, or, you know, do you find you have, or is it always a struggle to get more and more people to come in as volunteers to be on those phones?
It's not that it's always a struggle. I mean, you know, we do have a lot of people who are interested in becoming volunteers, but we are always looking to recruit more volunteers, especially the more and more calls we get. We need people to be able to answer them. So if anyone is interested in volunteering, the best thing for them to do is to telephone us at 1890 200 091. That's 1890 200 091, and that's not the helpline number, but that's the number for anyone who's interested in finding out about volunteering with us.
Because and again, I was just reading through some of your stuff. I mean, like, you've offices now all over in most of the major towns around the country now, so like it's not like people need to be contacted Dublin all the time. There's offices all over the country.
Yeah, well, the way it works is there's 12 branches across the country, and we've just opened a new service in Arklow. So, you know, people volunteer at their local branch and they would answer calls and emails. But it all goes through a central number. So if you ring 116123, so I know it sounds like a kind of a strange number, but that's a free-to-call number. Your call could go to any of the branches across the country. And, you know, it's just the next available person will pick up the call. So, so we would have, you know, the branch in Dublin is the biggest branch in Ireland. And, you know, they would, you know, have a lot of volunteers and do a lot of great work. But the other branches across the country are all really busy as well.
Believe it or not, actually, when I was contacting your office to try and organise this interview, I must have been that 1890 number at her phone, because a lovely lady answered the phone, and she was in Sligo, and she explained to me, she says, "You're true to Sligo here." So that just kind of proves that there's always somebody going to answer the phone. You might think you're ringing an office and a number in Dublin, but there will be somebody at the end of the phone.
Yeah, and I mean, there will be times when it's busy, and particularly over Christmas, there will be times where, you know, it might be difficult to get through for a little while, but we would just say to people, you know, to just keep ringing, and you will get through to someone.
Okay. Rachel, can I ask you as well about, just briefly before I let you go, because I know you're really busy and I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us, about funding. I mean, we've heard recently that the Childline charity is struggling to maintain their services due to lack of funding. Is it more and more difficult now to get the funding and keep everything on track?
Well, we've been very lucky with the funding for our helpline, because the six of the biggest phone companies in Ireland have agreed to make our telephone line free to call for two years.
I see.
So that's been a huge help to us, because it would be a very, very big cost to meet ourselves, and it means that we can concentrate then on, you know, what we do best, which is providing the service. But I think, you know, it is getting more difficult to raise funds. It's really shocking to see that Childline might have to shut its service at night.
Yeah.
And I think it would be, you know, a real tragedy if that was to happen. But luckily, we're not in that position at the moment anyway, and we're able to make sure that the, you know, the helpline can continue.
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, so many charities out there and so many organisations doing vitally important work, and you know, we have come through some tough times, as you say, and you know, just for, you know, for people to remember, even if they're dropping just a euro into a box or something, it all helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Rachel, before I let you go, I just want to kind of get you to just give us a shout out on those contact numbers again, and maybe the website if anybody's interested in getting in touch or interested in volunteering and the work that the Samaritans do.
Great, yeah. So the helpline number is a free to call number, and that's open 24/7. So that's 116123. There's no area codes or anything that goes in front of it. And then a lot of people also like to email us. Sometimes people find it easier to write down what's going on rather than talk to someone on the phone. So they can email us at joe@samaritans.org. That's samaritans.org.
Yeah.
And then the website is samaritans.ie, and you can find out information about the support we provide there. And then finally, if anyone is interested in volunteering with us, they can give us a call on 1890 200 091. That's 1890 200 091. But the most important number, I think, is the 116123 number. And if people even kind of make a note of it, and it mightn't be today that you need to ring, but just to know that the number is always there if there is something that you need to share.
Absolutely. Rachel, listen, before I let you go, I just wanted, you know, the work that you guys do and other organisations like it it's absolutely vital to our community. And great big thanks to all of the people in the Samaritans for the work you do and the help you give for the community. And we wish you a very happy Christmas, and sure, hopefully we'll talk to you in the new year.
That's great. Thanks a million for having us on.
Happy Christmas, Rachel. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Take care.
Bye-bye.